vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Grand Rise of my kings and my queens. This is DJ Bobby Payne. I'm gonna wake you up in the morning with some fire, man. Brent Fire featuring Drake. Wasting time, let's get it.
You can't even sit in peace. There's all that needs to be on you. I'm just saying I can be, the one that you call and you talk to, girl. I'll share my world with you.
If you're gonna waste your time, yeah, waste your time with me.
I mean, honestly, open your eyes and see.
If you're gonna waste your time,
giving you what you need.
The 10,000 building, get your apartment, put you inside a G-Class, that's just a starter. Can plenty things got a life, but none of them is a thought of it. New piece around my neck is chess games, cause shorty stay with calculated moves.
You're
like
listening to DJ Bobby Payne.
Swear more purple rain, Prince than Prince Charming. Disappointment, I stay expecting it, the pessimist. Gold medalist, flush the magnums just so they not collecting my specimens, damn. The way she would poppy, man, you would think she's a veteran on remembrance. Cleaning lady, sweeping room daily for all the evidence of everything I ever did. Do they have a pool there? Do they have a gym there? You used to do skincare, but now you do swimwear. Your ex-roommate got a condo that's downtown, but she got no furniture in her crib. I've been there. Checkmate, even though you hate that I even check, I still get an E for effort. Only time I play the back and forth is a Leah record. If I let you talk first and nobody is speaking second. Fluent in passive aggression, that's why you acting dismissive. Hearing me out for once would require you actually listen. Damn. The boy is back, I never turned my back. I just slapped them, so now all they see.
Sexy mother, you the baddest one. Gave you all my love, that's been that.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Sexy mother, you the baddest one. Gave you all my love, that's been that now. We should get away somewhere and run it up. I'm trying to fall in love. Need you to bring all of your friends and let's get up. I know you ain't been touched enough. I know you ain't the only one.
With trust, won't let no one get a piece of your love. Yeah, base it on loyalty, base it on us. I ain't the picture perfect type, but I'm making it up. You say you want a bad flip, but I can't get enough. I'm rich alone, but when I'm with you, I'm bitter as forbidden fruit on apple juice. Can I sip on the cup? Mix it with some 1942, and I'm beating
girl,
you up.
Girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean. I'm just imposing that you give it to me and just me only. Yeah, girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean. I'm just imposing that you give it to me and just me only.
Everybody!
Body in motion. You got me sold. I'm focused. Baby, I'm so done. Wait.
Yeah.
Reach out and take it.
attention, I don't even much play. You get my attention, I'm real big on concentration. I won't tell no one I ain't that into conversation. Keep you looking good, I do believe in presentation. Buy your sports cars if you can keep my mind racing. I'll never have you waiting. I'm getting off, I'ma charge it to my credit card, never charge it to my heart. We can keep it in the dark, but if you want, I'll show you off. You can get on top and ride me like a Harley. It don't matter as long as you take me there.
Body in motion. Ooh, look, I got you focused. Body in motion. Body in motion, you got me so damn focused, yeah. Baby, I'm so done with waiting.
Ain't no problem, I'ma give you.
That's right, man. Get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour, man.
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on TKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., excuse me, available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning I'm joined by my partners in light, Big Will and Queen Kaya, who will be coming in a little bit later. We are doing things a little bit differently today, as Pharaoh and Gina are not in the building, but we'll be back next week. And since that's the case, I'm going to be the one to bless the show this morning. And our kings and queens who are listening, tuned in on Facebook, and just always around. So I'm putting it out in the universe that today will be great for all of us. I am thankful for life and our ancestors and my family, sending good vibes and good energy tenfold to those who are listening and tuned in, and much positive energy for our flow, our show, and our glow. Ashe. Will, what's up?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
How you feeling this morning?
I am blessed.
You're blessed. Tell us why you're blessed.
Comedy being back. I mean,
comedy being back. Okay.
I feel like a kid in a candy store.
All right. So you know why? You always talk about your comedy shows and A, B, C, D, E, F, G, which is cool, right? But talk to us about a day off for Big Will.
Day off is actually spending a lot of time with nieces and nephews. For people that know me, I'm actually myself the number one uncle.
Okay. Okay. They titled you that, or you titled yourself that?
I mean, like, I'm not just an uncle to the kids in my family, so to the community, I guess I'm Uncle Big Will.
Okay, got you. Nice, nice. Okay.
Yeah, that's about it. Just like, that's what brings me joy. Just basically
being with your family,
being with the family, seeing them grow and everything, and like doing their own thing. You know, like actually another one of my nephews just got his driver's license last week.
Okay.
So
I like that.
Yeah. So now actually I got him as my chauffeur from time to time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you tired of driving?
I've been tired from.
Okay. Time, so. Okay, I got you. Yes, okay.
So, yeah, so we got that one who got his license. Another one, my nephew just got his scooter. So I took him to get his helmet. And
I want a scooter. Yeah. I want a scooter.
Just basically the family vibe. That's what I do.
So that's it. And how was your week? Kakolo, talk to us about your week.
Week has been good, actually. Over the weekend, I got to relax. We were able to head up north to the cottage. Mm-hmm. So we did that for the weekend. And just relaxing, vibing, good food, and recharge for this week.
So. Okay, that's what's up. All right, so I was waiting on Kaya, but she's not here yet, so I'm just going to tell you guys a little bit about my week. So I saw a little bit of something nasty in the grocery store, and I want to share it with you guys. So I actually did a video about this. I don't know. I think, you know what, Will? I think I was born to actually tell stories and see gross stuff because of the simple fact that I tend to just catch this stuff all the time. I'll be minding my business, and then after something just nasty or awkward comes my way.
It just pops up.
So anyway, so I'm there minding my funkies, minding my business, doing what I've got to do. I'm the type of person who goes into the grocery store and I want in and out.
Okay.
If it's a clothing store, perfume store, makeup, I will walk around and browse there all day long.
Okay,
but the grocery store, because you know why? It's too much of a parking lot sometimes. I just feel like people are always staring ingredients, and after now we have people looking down at the arrows like they don't know where they're going. Okay. So all that kind of stuff, right? So anyways, I was in the open produce aisle, okay? You know, where the lettuce, the carrots, everything's open. You know, the spray in the water. And then I guess it's the time for cherries. Cherries seem to be on sale, right? It's cherry season. It's July. You understand? Quebec cherries at that. So I'm like, ooh, cherries. Okay, cool. Whatever the pound. I walk over there with my card. And I get stopped. Like, you know, your spirit just says, just stop. Like how the instrumental just stopped. Just stop. So I'm like, okay, well, why am I stopping? Well, I looked up and there was this lady with a full cart.
Okay.
okay? She had a full cart, and she was in front of the cherries. Now, you guys can't see me, those who are listening, but she opened a bag of cherries. She took one, she put it in her mouth, she sucked it to the seed,
okay,
made the seed visible, and put the seed back.
Oh, hell no.
So she did it to four or five bags, though. No. She didn't only do it to one bag. She did it to four or five bags. But the thing is, me, I should have filmed it, right? Because I was standing there so dumbfounded, what is this lady doing? Like, what is really going on here? So then I saw one of my good friends in the grocery store, and I told him, and he's like, you should film it. You should. But you know when you're just so shocked?
Okay, but is that person fully there, or is that person fully there? Is it like, you know, like, I don't know.
She looked like, if you know to get a full cart of groceries, I don't think there's too much wrong with you, no? And you know well enough to put, like, go in each bag?
Especially with the COVID moment?
Like, okay, on, talk nah, about nah, it. Nah, nah, I don't know. Nah. And she kept slipping it under her mask and stuff like that. Nah, I was man, this is so nasty. Very, very gross. Nah. So I saw that. I was dumbfounded by it. I was too shocked to do anything, so I didn't do anything. Oh, I just made a video about it. Because I was like, yo, what is this? What is going on here? So there was that. I don't know if I told you. I think I told you. But anyways, I work with teens from the Coding Edge Black Community Center. Right. So I've been doing that. Good. And you know what? I've been learning a lot about our teenagers of this day and age. They're way different from us.
How?
Social media.
Okay. Yeah.
Social media has a big presence in their lives.
I mean, we had MySpace.
But Will, it wasn't the same kind of thing, though. You're saying MySpace, but it wasn't the same kind of stuff. So, anyways, I learned that there's selfie mommies. I don't know if you know anything about that.
I know selfie.
Selfie mothers, though. Selfie mommies, in terms of, like, they don't know how to take pictures properly of their children.
Okay.
And the children are upset about it, right? You have to, like, I learned about that, and I was like, oh, okay, because I know. And I was trying to teach them about angles, and they're like, Miss Trish, we know our angles. It's our mothers who don't know our angles and stuff like that. Okay. And I realized, too, in the same breath, we have to pour more into our children.
Definitely.
They're very, very, very not confident, and that's what I'm there for, because I teach self-love and personal development. Yeah. But at the same time, we have to pour into these children. They're missing a lot, and I do think that social media has a part to play with that as well.
I mean,
what do you think?
Social media has their part, but then again, as adults, parents, and the people within the community, we actually have to do more. I understand, like, now it's all about, like, finding the time or creating the time,
right?
Or whatnot.
Yeah.
But if you don't spend time with your kids or with your children, somebody else will.
Exactly.
And
agreed.
That's basically one thing that I've I'm realizing, and that's also why, I don't know if you remember, but I used to coach football. And
yes.
Whatnot.
Yeah.
So it's not only like the like sports side of it. It's like the whole mentoring, like the whole like sparkitude type of thing.
Okay, got
let's
you.
Focus on your grade. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. And one thing I realized is the moment once you set them in the right path,
right,
they will keep on going, and like they will do their own thing, because there's so many different outside factors.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if you don't do it with somebody else,
right,
gladly,
that's 100% true.
Fill in the spot and teach them stuff that you wouldn't want, you know, type of things.
That's it. But do you feel like at some point parents lose control?
Of course.
Yeah. At what point do you think that is?
To me, I think as parents, we gotta actually get in tune with the technology, mm-hmm, the times, and whatnot, and I'm not saying that you don't, like, you know, as parents, you say, like, hey, I'm your parent, not your friend.
Okay, yeah, but, that's
like,
true.
Of course, you still remain the parent, but you don't have to be so rigid.
Mm.
I'm not saying you have to accept everything the
either.
Kid says,
yeah, that's right.
But you have to listen to it. You know,
listen to them.
Yeah, listen to them and whatnot, and whatever it is, the whole spine. If it's called spine, then that's what it is.
Okay.
Like, make sure you understand what's going on.
Right.
Because, you know, like that best friend that they have?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I hear you.
Yeah. You don't want the best friend to raise your child.
Right. So you're thinking, like, now it's just like we have to get rid of generational curses in a sense, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
You know, like, I mean, obviously, I wasn't the best of teens.
I mean, who was, right? Who was the best teen? Yeah. Like, who was the best teen? Nobody was the best teen.
But to me, is the good thing I could say is I had my older siblings that were there for me. So that was, let's say, when mom had to work, like, double job
right,
or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Like, the older brothers and everything were there to kind of, like, mentor and, like, fill in the spots. So, mm-hmm. And the same thing, like, when I mean parents, I'm also talking to, like, the uncles.
For sure.
You know, like, I call them the bonus dad, you know, like
yes.
the stepdad and this and that, whatever.
Right.
Stepmoms or whatever, grandma, let's just be there. Like,
yeah, we have to be there. We have to be present. We got to be present and pay attention. So, yes, I'm learning that our children actually need a lot more pouring into more than anything else. You know what I mean? And I know they, sometimes parents get frustrated and so forth. Given what I deal with, I can understand why they get frustrated. Oh, no. But at the same time, it's just like, my goodness, like they still need a lot of, they're misguided.
Oh, no,
they're
sure.
really, really, well, really misguided, sadly.
What works with me is actually I have this one saying, if you play together, you pay together. So if
okay,
one,
I like that. Yeah.
If one kid is punished, everybody's punished.
Really?
That's how it works. So basically,
really?
But now they start watching over
you. But did you do that? Did your mom do that in your household?
No. Basically, actually, I was spoiled, as you can see. My brothers actually always took my punishment from me.
Wow. Will?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So okay.
So that's the thing. So by doing, like, let's say, like, the one kid is punished, everybody's punished.
Yeah.
Now the other kids start looking out for, hey, don't do this, because I don't want to get punished.
Okay, got you.
So then they start looking out for each other. Hey,
don't do this, because then, okay. There's punishment. Everybody's getting it.
The kids, the dog, everybody.
The, the dog. You ever see that meme on Instagram where even the baby in the little stroller, like they turn the baby around to the wild? And it's like, what did the baby do? Like, it's true. What did the baby do? So I totally get where you're coming from with that. Oh, my goodness. All right. So that's that. What else happened to me this week? I'm not pleased with this weather. I don't know about you.
Okay.
I'm not pleased with the weather. I don't like this rain. It's cold. I find myself wearing pants.
It is.
Hello, it's summertime. How are you feeling about the weather?
To me, it's like, obviously, this is barbecue season, like barbecue time, but we're not getting the proper weather for it.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, the grass is greener, right?
So only where you water it. What do you mean?
Well, with the rain, so we're getting proper. You know, proper
so look. You're happy that the grass is green? I don't understand.
I'm on the west. I'm on the countryside, right? I'm on the west side, so I'm loving like all the greenery everywhere and whatnot. So, but yes, I would definitely like the more sun. But
of course,
we gotta go with what it is. You know, like we gotta roll with the punches. Like, to me, at this point, the fact that we're locked down for so long,
yeah.
Give me rain. I'm good.
Really? Like, as long as no, sir. You can't give me rain. I don't want no rain.
No, but also another thing. I mean, if it rains, it's good for business because I charge cold check.
Boy. You know, I I expect nothing less from you, Will, because everything's about, yeah, okay.
There's a cold check in the summertime?
No, girls will wear sweaters and things like that. Not necessarily.
By the way, I cold check umbrellas if you want to bring them.
You need to stop that.
I got you.
Umbrellas?
I got you.
Why?
So rain boots, whatever.
Rain boots?
If that's what you need, I got you.
I'm so like, what? I want to come to a Big Will show, but do I want to get charged for my umbrella?
I know. You don't have to, but if you want to check your umbrella,
people,
I got
but
you.
People really check? Sorry to ask again. People actually check umbrellas?
I don't know about umbrellas, but I'm in the
rain
winter.
Boots. Definitely.
In the winter, people check their boots and their jackets separately.
Really?
Yeah, man. That's
bizarre.
Yeah, and usually what I do, like at the comedy show, I don't know if you've been a couple of them.
So I have.
What I do is I hire like a local student, and I have them run the coat check, and they keep
beautiful.
And they keep the money from it. So
that's what's up. I like that. The little tips and stuff like that. That's cool. That's cool. All right. Well, so that's good. That was a rundown of my week. Other than that, I am grateful to life and everything else. We're going to jump into this week's headlines. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So we got a few going on. Oh, boy. I'm sorry to start this one on a sad note, but I have no choice. So there's another domestic violence case here in Montreal, sadly. So I know, right? It's just all about enough. So Montreal police continue to search for suspect in Quebec's 14th femicide of 2021. So They're still looking for the man who murdered his 32-year-old partner on Monday in what is believed to be the province's 14th femicide this year. They said today, meaning yesterday, there is still no sign of the 30-year-old suspect seen fleeing the apartment when the victim was found. Police say they responded to a 911 call just before 5 p.m. Monday and found the body of the 32-year-old woman. And they also found a child inside of the apartment. So on Tuesday, police said they searched a river separating Montreal with Laval in the northern suburb after the suspect's vehicle was found near a bridge. So when you hear these as a male, as a man, how do you feel about this?
It doesn't have to go that far, but it's not even a question as a man, as a human being.
Yeah. Exactly. 100.
It doesn't have to go that far. And that's one thing. I know women can push you to the limit.
People can push you to the limit, generally.
It's okay. Like, step away for a minute. Back up. But call your pastor. Talk to someone.
Absolutely. Because this can be avoided, right?
Of course. It doesn't make you less of a man or a coward or whatever to seek help. If it comes to the violent part, you got to do something about
it. You definitely have to do something about that. I understand some relationships,
it's violence both ways, which should never happen. Mm-hmm. Especially now, when you mentioned about the kid being there.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's going to be traumatized. The baby's going to be traumatized the rest of their life.
Absolutely. We got to, and the thing is, too, with the police, it's just like sometimes when you do call them, they wait until this.
Something happens.
End result in order to act. Because I know a few friends of mine who has actually called the police, unfortunately, when a situation like this. Literally, they said, "What do you want us to do?" Just the other day, actually. What do you want us to do? Well, we would like you to help us because your slogan is to serve and protect.
Yeah, but serve and protect who?
Like
I said, I'm not throwing shot at police or whatever.
But we're just stating the facts, right?
We gotta do better. And sometimes it's, have a date night. Have a cheap date night. Popcorn, whatever it is. Pull out one of those soccer mom chairs, those little picnic foldable chairs.
Right. Do something.
Do something. Mm-hmm. How does it get that far? That's the way I see it. And it's tough.
It's tough. But I mean, we shouldn't be hearing anymore. No. I think our police, they have to do more. Something has to happen. You know what I mean? And also, if it shouldn't have to get that far. But sometimes, too, the men have to reach out for help. And they have to want to reach out for help. You said, there's no shame in it. But we also have to make them not feel like there's any shame in reaching out, right?
And as a friend, if you know that your friend is going through that route, reach out. Buddy, are you good? As a matter of fact, come stay at my place for a week.
Let me help you out. Say something. Exactly. Call them out. Do something. Yeah. That's right.
It's wrong.
That's right. All right. So we're going to move on to the U.S. border restrictions for Canada, Mexico renewed until August 21st, 2021. You traveling, Will? You going across the border, you?
Not yet.
All right. So the U.S. government on Wednesday extended the closure of land borders with Canada and Mexico to non-essential travel, such as tourism, through August 21st, even as officials debate whether to require visitors to have received a COVID-19 vaccine. The latest 30-day extension by the Department of Homeland Security came after Canada announced on Monday it will start allowing in fully vaccinated U.S. visitors on August 9th for non-essential travel after the COVID-19 pandemic forced a 16 months banned that many businesses have called crippling. So how are you feeling about that?
But to me, it's that's what they're saying, but there's a lot of Americans that come here.
Right? Exactly.
I mean, Just for Laughs started yesterday.
Okay, did
so,
it.
So
okay.
There's a lot of American comedians. So how did they come in?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I got a bunch of my people that are actually in Mexico right now. How did they go there?
It's the land border, eh?
Okay.
But it's the land, not the flying border. That's probably how they did it.
No problem. So you're saying that COVID is by land but not by air?
Hey, I'm not saying anything about COVID because I don't want my neck ripped off. That's all I'll say. Okay. COVID is real. It is happening.
I know it's real.
But at the end of the day,
what are you doing? I understand that you're slowing down things. That's okay. But at least let us know what the agenda is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can have a whole conversation about COVID for about 2 hours. And we would be here forever. So about this traveling, I am not 100% sure yet. I mean, I know some people are very, I'm not sure if you've encountered this very vaccinated. If I'm vaccinated, I can't hang out around you. Have you had that happen to you yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. A couple of friends of mine, they're on dating sites and stuff like that, and okay. The profiles are now saying must be double vaccinated.
Okay, that's cool.
How do you feel about that? If you saw that.
That's okay. That's their preference.
Right? That's their preference. I just feel like it's very ironic that it comes to that now. Like, oh, must be fully vaccinated, because no conspiracy theories, but if you are vaccinated, you can still get that.
Of course.
COVID. It's not the end-all be-all, the vaccine. Of course, it's to stop the severe symptoms.
No, for sure. And at the end of the day, if that's how you feel comfortable, then go for it. But
right.
don't pressure me. Don't force it on me.
Absolutely. You'll do it in your time.
Yeah, exactly. If that's you, then that's you. I'm cool.
That's it. That's how I feel about it. I'm cool. I'm cool either way.
I'm good with it.
Me too. I'm good with it either way. All right. So the next one is Association of Black Lawyers demands investigation after Montreal police officer kneels on teen's neck. Tired of this. Let me just tell you. Anyway, so the Canadian Association of Black Lawyers, the CABL, says it was shocked and dismayed to see video of a Montreal police officer kneeling on a young black man's neck. They were shocked. This is the third statement that our organization has issued in a year, which involves disheartening interactions between the police in Canada and members of the black community, the association states. This speaks to a disturbing trend in policing black communities across Canada that must be addressed. On June 10th, Montreal police says it received a 911 call about a fight at George Vanier High School in the Villeray neighborhood. The fight, according to police, involved about 15 young people from different schools. Two minors were arrested for obstructing the work of a peace officer and carrying weapons, a bottle of beer repellent, and a taser. So,
okay.
Talk to me about this.
First and foremost, I understand it's the Black Lawyers Association, but I hope they get support by all the lawyers, white lawyers,
right,
brown lawyers,
right.
Red lawyers,
talk about it. That's
it.
What's up. Yeah,
that's
me too.
One thing I hope they get.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to my boy Quadro.
Yes.
Actually, Maître Quadro.
You were going to say something about that. We were talking off air. What's that about?
For people who know, who don't know, Quadro is actually a personal friend of mine. Actually, we grew up together, like high school and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of months ago, he actually got pulled over
mm-hmm.
by police officers while he was in the car with his daughter.
Okay.
And literally, like the common, like, you know, black driving a fancy car, whatnot, and he identified himself as a lawyer.
Wow.
And they laughed in his face.
Wow. Okay.
And yet they still handcuffed him. Like, there's the whole story. Like, I can't really go with all the details and everything. So they handcuffed him with his daughter in the car.
Okay.
And good thing that she recorded the whole thing. Although the cops were telling her not to record,
of course, she
recorded the whole thing.
Right.
And now he's actually suing the city.
As he should be.
As he should be.
As he should be, yes.
Hopefully, I hope he wins.
Okay, me too.
I just think he gets like double the amount of money that he's asking for.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to Quadro. I'd like a commission. How about
okay,
me?
You know what, Will. All right, yeah.
That's one thing. And now you're hearing, if they could do that to a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
now they're doing that to our kids.
Exactly.
And which is horrible. Like, and I'm not saying that the child was innocent. I don't know.
We don't know, right?
I wasn't there.
Right.
But was all of this necessary?
Absolutely, right? Like, is it definitely necessary? So, Will, I want to ask you something, okay? You are a black male, very known in the community. You've been doing really well with your business. Have you been stopped by the police?
All the time.
What do they stop you for? And I know you are legit in every single way, but what are their reasons for stopping you?
At one point, it was my seatbelt.
Oh shit!
But I'm like, okay,
okay.
Well, so you were from where you were, and you thought I didn't have my seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
And like, okay.
Okay. Well, now that you have your seatbelt, you could go. So why do you need to have my info for?
Right, exactly.
Like,
you know what I mean? Yeah,
like,
it's really odd. Absolutely.
A lot of harassment and whatnot, but to me, it's like, I'm at the point that I don't let outside factors control my inner peace.
Okay, I love that,
and I really try to say, hey, you know, like, let me just move on and whatnot.
I like that.
And that's, at the end of the day, like, at the end, like, what I do is actually I give them my business card and let them know how bad it is.
You know, Will, if businessman had a face to it, I think your face would be the face.
Oh, yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying? If we look open the dictionary and said businessman, I charge cold check for umbrellas, that would be you.
If every interaction is a possibility for a sell, that's the way I say it. Every interaction is a possibility for a sell. As actually, when I was younger, I know we were talking, I think a couple of weeks ago, how we used to do party at the Pharaoh's
Yes,
house.
Yes, when Pharaoh was talking about it, yes.
I was the jerk selling ice in cups.
Why are you
so
selling
hot.
Ice, Will?
Because it was hot.
Kaya, would you buy ice from Will?
Absolutely. First of all, and I love ice. I crunch ice all day.
I need
to. So if I find it out there, let me tell you something. And don't let me find a little bit of juice, just a little drop of juice to throw on
oh
it.
Oh, my goodness. You. Me, it's lemon juice. I put that. Okay. I like a sour taste. So that's me.
I used to do house parties. I used to sell 50 cents for a cup
you
of ice.
You are. Yo, and you guys are. Will, you know, we like you, but damn, come on now. Queen Kaya in the building. How are you, love?
Grand Rising.
How you doing?
I am tapped out from looking for parking, but. Hey, I am here.
We are happy that you're here. Briefly tell us about your week before we go to the next headline, darling.
So my week was amazing despite the weather.
Okay, somebody else who don't like the weather, Will.
Yeah, I connected with nature and myself on another level.
I love it.
Yeah, I love that too. It's you know, I always say sometimes you got to take off your shoes and feel the grass in between your toes.
Right,
it's very important because it reminds us of who we are and our power and, you know, and what we come from.
I love it.
And so we went out to Rawdon this week.
Okay.
And the vibe was so pure, so amazing. The water, the rocks, everything there was just so, it was empowering to say the least.
I love that.
So this week I just feel, I feel great. I actually feel skinny again.
Okay, go on, Kaya.
It's funny, and if you, those of you who know me know that I've always been a big girl, but I'll be like, you know, at my house, I'm a size 6.
Hey!
But I've actually been feeling like kind of like a 2X these last couple of months.
Kaya.
I've been feeling like a 2X.
I needed some hack claps for you this morning. Go on, girl.
I'm serious, but I'm back to feeling like a size, like at least a 9-10 right now. So I'm doing real good. Feeling great.
I love it.
And I just hope that everybody out there had a great week too this week, because you know what? I think we're about to get the sun back. So.
Tell me when, because I am longing for the sun.
I need to know when. We kind of had like our 2 weeks. We don't, in Montreal, we kind of get like a 3 week space of heat.
Yes.
And it's not consecutive. It's all like spread out, but we get about 3 weeks. We get about 21 days to play with that's actually going to be hot, warm, and something that we could actually deal with.
Okay.
But we had accumulated so many days of rain that it didn't look like we were going to be able to catch back up to the heat that we were at, right?
Yeah.
So between today and tomorrow, we should be catching up. And hopefully this weekend, we are going to see some sun.
I hope so.
Now, just let me tell you, the weatherman, I think he only went to elementary school. And I don't even know if he finished elementary school. So when you're looking at these weather channels, it'd be like, it's raining for the next 7 days. So now we scared to go outside. We haven't planned anything. But let me tell you something. Still plan. Plan with umbrellas.
Right.
Plan with some tents, but still plan.
Right.
Because what's happening is that 3 of those 7 days will end up being good days.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to watch the weather. And what I'm going to suggest, because I've been teaching people some little things.
Mm-hmm.
If they call for rain, but you haven't seen the leaves on the trees flip upside down, when you see the top of the leaf become the bottom, mm-hmm. that's when you know it's gonna rain. So unless the leaves flutter and turn upside down,
because
that'll happen right before it rains. That's how you know that it's real rain. Otherwise, it's not coming yet. You can gauge it. And two, I want you to start watching the sun.
Okay.
I want you to start watching the sky.
Okay.
When the sun sets. Depending on the color of the sunset will determine what type of day it'll be tomorrow.
Okay.
So those purple red days.
Yes.
It's going to be hot, but it might be partially cloudy.
Got you.
If you get the red orange sky, it's going to be a scorching hot day.
Okay.
And if the
we got a red orange last night.
Yeah. Well, today is going to be pretty hot.
Okay. I'm hoping so, but I don't feel like it. Doesn't feel like it. Yeah.
It's going to be pretty hot. It's just, I think it's going to be overcast. It's going to be muggy, and we're going to have like a smog warning right now. So
okay,
we'll
so when you just came, was it getting a little bit warmer?
Well, I'm wearing a sweatsuit, which is rare for me because, you know, I like to be naked.
That's what I took. See?
But
what
did I say?
It's time to be naked in the summer.
It is. But I it's true. But I have on a sweatsuit today because I am traveling later on today. So I do have on a sweatsuit. But I got a skimpy outfit in my bag to throw on the road.
Because
I know that the sun is coming out. Because I open up my sunroof and I have a whole music video in my car.
Oh!
when I'm driving. All right. So
okay,
I got my skimpy outfit on go.
Kaya, right. ready.
You have to have a skimpy outfit in the bag because you just never know. I'm with it. All right, we're gonna continue with the headlines, guys. So we just talked about police demanding an investigation after Montreal police kneeled on somebody's neck. Lawyers, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Montreal lawyers kneeled on someone's neck again. Mm-hmm. But now, in our own way, we're trying to fight back. So there's a company called letsstopmtl.ca.
That's right.
So know if you have been stopped by police. You guys heard about them before?
Okay, well, I actually had a situation the other night.
Okay.
And I want to tell you guys a little bit
of
about
course,
what happened
please
there.
Do. Yes.
So my homegirl, shout out to Jazzle Wine.
Jazzle!
Yeah, Jazzle. Owner of Belle Beau.
Hey,
you have to check her out.
Yes.
She's the lady who is responsible for all my skincare right
she
now.
She is
my
doing very
needs.
Good. We got to have her on
yeah,
the
yes.
show.
I plan on bringing her on
please
shortly.
Do.
Yes, we need her.
Yes.
But we're out in the park and we realize that the police are having just a particular presence on this evening.
Okay.
That wasn't good. So for those who don't know, we did have a murder in Little Burgundy.
Sorry to hear that.
But about 2 weeks ago, a young man, So-So, and he was a young entrepreneur and rapper coming up but in the game, but he lost his life tragically. Mm-hmm. And they had been having a couple vigils for him. So okay. In the spirit of the Caribbean essence, it was kind of like a nine-eye. So every night they were letting balloons go and... they had the white kites and the balloon, the light balloons that you set the fire inside and mm-hmm. ship it off. Okay, so mm-hmm. they did a couple of those, and at the end of the night, they would do fireworks.
Right.
However, the police are, I guess, trying to target people who are using fireworks at this point in time. And
really?
So it's almost like they're just there intimidating the children. And, you know, we've had to say to them a couple times, like, listen.
Let
I'm
go,
sure
maybe.
Our tax dollars could be better
used
for this. Don't blame someone getting shot on fireworks. The two have no correlation to each other, but they are now in the park staring down our children.
Wow.
And at the point where I started feeling like this is too much is when you start seeing police officers watching the basketball court, obviously where the larger children are.
Yes.
Children who play basketball most of the time are tall.
Exactly.
And
yep.
The police officers are going and standing next to the children, kind of sizing them up, looking
serious?
At them, and then walking back over to the other ones like, yeah, that's a big one, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm like, you know what? We need to message these people.
Absolutely.
But... they had two brigades coming through at that time, two big trucks coming through, like literally around our park, our park, just circling our park. And when we tried to log on to the website was blocked from us from going on
no
it.
No way.
Absolutely. We could not reach the website until the next day. Now, we want to believe that it had to do with high activity on the site since the site has come out. Over like 217, on the first day, 217 encounters with the police that were reported in one day. So I think that it might have to do with the site being overloaded with complaints.
That's right.
So we are definitely having an issue with this, and we need to figure out what we're doing about this because our tax dollars could definitely better be used,
absolutely,
in our communities, and you know. We really just don't need you policing the children.
All
you know,
time.
We don't want
exactly.
them to be comfortable with y'all staring at them, and we don't want y'all to get comfortable
and
get familiar with their faces and get comfortable with them because y'all they tend to get friendly. So now this is what happens. Mm. Now the next day, I actually went back out there and stood for a while, and they had two young police officers, very audacious, on foot, and they were coming around and pretty much like just standing up with you and putting themselves in your conversation.
No, so ma'am.
So me and my girlfriends are standing there talking.
No,
and you know what?
Like
it's
it.
A I it's crazy because I had it on live. I was doing a live.
You were doing a live.
But when I tried to post the live, Instagram,
it
wouldn't let me post
it.
But they are very audacious. They came over and literally like stood in the middle of our conversation like, hey, so what's going on today?
Nothing.
It came to a point where we end up having to say, so we're like, yeah, we're chilling. Oh, so we had, there was the city of Montreal. put together a Mardi Gras style band in Little Burgundy on that same day.
Okay.
So I'm in my house and I hear the music, and really that's what makes me come downstairs. I'm like, wow, that sounds like heaven.
Yeah.
So it's like Mardi Gras style.
Of course.
And
I love that sound.
There's a young black man who is rapping over these sounds of this Mardi Gras music.
Okay.
And it was just so homegrown. It was beautiful. So I came downstairs.
Right.
But this is where things got strange. So we come out, we follow the marching band, and as we stop down by the park, the police come over and they're like, hey, the city did something really nice for the community. So we're like, yeah, that's nice.
Nice, thanks, yeah.
You know, turn our heads or whatever.
Right, exactly.
And so, yeah, so what do you think about, excuse me?
I'm sorry, we're not speaking to you.
So now they're trying to engage a young man that's there, and they're like, so what's your name? And a little girl says to them, what's it like being a cop? Must be hard, huh? we're sitting there. So we let the children, engage for a second. But then, one of my sisters, she comes over and she says to the little boy, she says, hey, where's your cousins at?
Right.
He's like, they're over there. We're like, yeah, you should go and play with them then.
Exactly.
And so I guess the police got their cue at that point. Okay, well, you guys have a good night.
Yeah, you have a good night too.
But they circled the block a couple of times, and they literally went and stood maybe 20 paces from us and just stared at us.
Oh my gosh.
And then they went and took a seat on a bench in the park. So at this point,
waiting for what?
Yeah, no, they went and took a seat though. So I'm like, now I'm curious. Let me go and ask them some questions.
I'm saying, so they're empty-handed or what?
So I go over and I say to them, hey guys, what's up? Actually, and I see one of my neighbors out here running his lips. So I'm looking at him like, you have an awful lot to say. So I come over and look at them. I just want to look pan you. So you see me look pan you.
Anyway, let me not cuss. Okay, go ahead.
Shut up your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Jeez.
So now I walk over and the police see me, look at him, and then they say to me, so hey, what's going on? Were you guys going home now? I'm like, no, are you taking a break? I didn't know that police officers were allowed to sit down and chill in the park. Yeah, we're just having a little chat here. I said a little chat. I turned back and looked at my neighbor again. You're having a little chat?
You're having a little chat, eh?
Okay.
Okay, no,
you guys have a good night.
Jeez.
So, yeah, they're doing way too much right now, and I don't think they understand what type of policing is needed, and I think that's the type of conversations that we need to have with our local mayors and whoever the hierarchy is,
right,
so that they can know what we expect and what we will not accept.
That's it,
because it's gone too far
now.
I don't think that people know their job.
That's it. I don't think so either. I think they're getting out of pocket.
Yeah.
The website that you mentioned, I was just gonna let you know that it actually launched only on July 14th.
Oh, okay. So that's why we couldn't get on.
It's a new website with an interactive map that allows Montreal to self-report the police experiences.
It was the 15th.
Yeah, so it's the day right after.
Yeah, maybe they were testing it out.
I don't know. But, listen, it's a good initiative, but you guys need to get your stuff working because people are getting stuff for no reason. All right? Come on. Like, seriously, thank you, but let's work on it.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to the next one. Okay, guys, this one's interesting. So I put this in here because I was like, I want to hear what Kaya and Will have to say and if they would be these two culprits. Not together. I'm just saying separately.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So not together. Because when I read it.
Maybe read it first.
Okay, don't yell at me. All right, so these two lovers, right? Mm-hmm. This says lovers in a dangerous time. Couple caught kissing shatters barbershop window. Oh, so the Montreal shop owners, who said the incident escalated quickly, would like to meet the couple because they want to give them a hotel night. So they may have decided to kiss as if no one was watching, but an enamorous couple whose passion led them on Monday to the window of Savvy Barbershop on St. Huber Street now have an audience of more than 23,000 and counting because they was kissing so hard, you guys, that the girl went into the guy and then after they smashed into the window. There's a video of it here on the MontrealGazette.com website, but I'm just like, really, guys? Like, was it that urgent? I don't know. I'm a PDA girl, but not that hard. How do you guys feel about that?
What I gotta say is, you don't know how long he's been sliding in her DM on Instagram.
It just came up to that? That's a little bit extreme. Come on, guys.
He's been basically courting her, and all this thing, and now, hey.
Can you imagine that was a first date, though?
Heat of the moment.
Kaya?
Now, you know what? It's a little extreme.
I think so.
When I hear things like that, I want to ask, what was their nationality?
You gotta go view the video, darling.
We know
and
that.
I'll just say none of them were related to us.
Okay. Okay, so this is what I'm gonna say, because we know black folks be like, if you don't let me go, that is too much. This is excess. That is, why are you licking my face? Stop licking my face. That is gross. Yeah, this is too much, honey. Okay, you know what? Let's just go home. Because we are conservative people.
We also know,
like, you know what I'm saying? First things first, you know, people be trying to steal our secrets. So we don't be doing our stuff in front of people.
Exactly.
We don't be showing people how we be kissing and things.
Right? That's what I'm saying. And how hard are we kissing? And do we not know that there's cameras everywhere? I don't know. I was just like, wow. You got to see this smash. I'm actually posted on the Empower app.
But you know what?
You got to see this.
It sounds like a situation gone wrong, but I think I talked about this on the radio one day about the nasty man and lady when we was kids that used to be in the metro doing stuff.
No, I don't know about
they wanted
them.
People to see us. I thought I did not tell y'all about this
you
one day.
You probably did, but I don't remember.
So when we was kids, we used to be in the metro, and there was this white lady and this black man, and they used to wait until they was in a crowd of people.
Love
and
this.
He would be
so funny.
Like, he would start off by kind of talking like sassy to her. Hey, you girl, you bad girl, you. And then, but he would say it loud, and then she would be like, what do you want, sir? But we know they know each other, right?
Obviously. Of course. Oh, they were doing role play?
Yeah, so he would be like, get over here. I heard you might have been looking for a big black daddy. So now we're watching him. She's like, and I was. He's like, get over here. So now he got her by the hand, and he's walking her through the metro. And they used to have a, you know how they used to have the photo booths where you could take pictures in the metro?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Okay,
yep.
So he used to walk her over to the booth, and you know they got the little red curtain you pull, like, so you don't want to block the light.
Yes.
But he used to... So she used to get inside and sit in the seat, and he used to stand at the door with his hands up in front of the door.
Oh, we can only imagine
what they
do.
And they be doing nasty stuff. But they was wanting people to see them. So some people are voyeurs. So
that's
maybe
true. Right.
I mean, not voyeurs, exhibitionists. So maybe they was trying to be exhibitionists, and it went a little bit left.
Left, because they broke a window.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you guys, that's okay? What do you mean that's okay? What's okay with that?
Nobody got hurt.
But the window.
That's okay.
They gotta pay for that now.
Anyways, okay. It's super embarrassing because now you guys just look like horn dogs.
Right.
Like,
they're trying to religiously find these people.
Super horny.
That's okay. Super horny. All right.
That's okay.
That Will says that's okay. That's all right. Okay. Will, was it you? No, it was not. All right.
You know what? I wish them all the best though, because you know what? It only probably looks strange to us because we don't know passion that deep.
And you're I think right. It goes deeper than that. That's true. Yeah.
I think sometimes that's what happens. You know what? Living in Montreal, we live in a very lackluster place, but who's to say they could have been from France? Oh,
they're very passionate.
Yeah, very passionate. And you know, they could have been Latin, because you know Latins are
I've been to the Cuba,
you know,
and the Dominican.
If I could narrate that, matter of fact, I'm gonna get the video and I'm gonna narrate it in two different voices. We're gonna see which one is sexier, and then we're gonna see what happens.
Because
we're gonna have to decide where these people are from.
We definitely want to do that.
If they're listening, if anybody knows of them, just let them know that I give discounts for wedding MC.
You know what? Will has to make everything into a business. We're going to move on.
Will.ca514.
Oh my God, here we go.
4-4-4-2-6.
It's not, you know what, Will? We're going to do that in the latter part of the show. Anyways, talking about a little bit of entertainment and black excellence in the community, there's a place for classical music in our community.
Nice.
So, double bassist Brendan Lewis is the only black player in the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. On stage as a member of the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, Brendan Lewis is comfortable in his musical abilities and is standing among some of the most gifted musicians in the world. I am proud of him. When I read this, I said, yes, good for this brother right here. Good for him. He has some challenges, though. He says he knows classical music is absolutely an art form that blacks should consider because it will give them a tool to become part of something that can take them far beyond their comfort zone. Isn't that nice? That is so cool. I like that. I was like, okay, brother.
Okay. There's a space for everybody. I like that.
There is a space for everybody. All right. And we have a former Montreal person. She's a melanated woman in our community. She started her own snack bars called Oats So Good. Now, her name is... I got it down. So, former Montrealer, her new health and well-being product line is a necessity and a labor of love. Her name is Val Rose Miller. She's one of the newest players in Canada's growing wellness products industry, and her Oats So Good line of breakfast bars pressed juices, and other health-focused delicacies is already on store shelves across southwestern Ontario. Now she's using her drive and determination to get her products to the Montreal and eventually to markets across Canada, as well as boosting her online presence.
Shut up,
more girl. Black businesses. Yeah,
black excellence.
I'm telling you. All right, we're going to move again a little bit further to Naomi Osaka. So they're still attacking her. So Naomi Osaka tells Megyn Kelly to do better after a journalist slams Athlete magazine cover. So I'm going to ad-lib this one because Megyn Kelly basically came at Naomi Osaka saying to her, oh, you said you had anxiety and you can't do interviews and so forth, but you're doing all these magazine covers. So Naomi came back and said, well, Megyn, if you did your research as a journalist, you would know that I did all these magazine covers last year.
Exactly.
And then she blocked her. So I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Will, Kaya, how are you guys feeling about that?
I mean, people got to mind their business. Let's say if she did it yesterday, that's her problem. That's her issue.
Agreed.
Why are you jumping into that? So, like, if she could say, hey, I'm not going to do your interview, but I'll do that interview. It's at the end of the day, it's her choice.
Right, exactly. And she has a right to refuse or not. Kaya, how do you feel about the Naomi Osaka attacks that are happening right now?
Child, I'm going to tell you, Dr. Uma Johnson said it best. You should have came over here and stood over here with your people from the beginning.
I know that's how you feel about that.
And this is why the people is testing you, because now they think you weak sauce, sis. You should have came over here and sat at the table with your people. You going to go and play for Japan?
You
should have went and played for your people, because it sets a standard for now how they want it. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you something. It's certain things they just can't play with us with. You're just not going to play with us like that. You're not going to do that to me in interviews. I'm going to set you straight. I'm going to get you right.
Right.
But you're not going to be able to pull both cards. You're going to have to pick a team and stick with it, sis. And this is the problem. You look wishy-washy, and that's why they're trying to do this to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what she needs to do. I think she needs to be more solid. I think she needs to stand firm on who she is and come to the people correct.
Because
then they have no other choice but to address her properly. But you know what? I appreciate her for standing up for herself, because I do think that it's going too far now.
It is. It
but
really
I think
is.
That she would have more support from the people backing her had she stood in line.
Oh, okay. I hear you. So today is George Clinton's birthday from his Parliament Funkadelic Collective.
Man, G-Funk.
He's now 81 years old.
Oh, baby.
Today is also Danny Glover's birthday. He is in such movies as Lethal Weapon, The Color Purple, Jumanji, Saw, Proud Mary, and many, many more. And last but never least, rest in power to Biz Markie, who transitioned on July 16th after a series of complications from diabetes that he's been fighting for more than a year. So I'm going to play, you know, Just a Friend just now.
But a one-two?
Oh, just saying, like, I'm getting tired of hearing, you know, our greats just passing. How are you guys feeling about that before I jump into Just a Friend?
With Biz Markie, the part that actually got me is, and actually that's why also I have my motto for comedy is healing one community, one joke at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Biz Markie, what he often says is, damn, it feels good to see people up on it.
Yeah.
Like he's known for that, you know?
Yeah.
So making sure our people is doing their own thing and actually seeing them and just being happy for a fellow brother, you know, or sister. So
that's right.
Like,
amen. Amen. Well, you know, I grew up in a very, very musical family, and my family is in entertainment. So I actually met Biz Markie a couple of times
as
a kid.
That's dope. I love that.
Biz Markie, if you let my father tell it, my father said he will knock Biz Markie out because Biz Markie tried to get my mama.
And your mom is so cute. I seen her.
Oh, mama. And you know,
my mama
got old now. My mom has experienced a lot of different stuff in the medical system here. But we'll talk about that another day. But my mom was a real fox.
And she still is, though.
And this is a problem. So Biz Markie, a lot of different artists that used to come and try and be around my dad and stuff, they used to see my mom and be like, oof, who's that?
I'm
used to
saying.
Be like, that's my wife. That's not your daughter, Biz? Because my mom is a little bit younger than my dad.
Okay, okay.
But Biz Markie seen my mother. He was like, oh, no, I got to have you. He was like, oh, baby.
You.
My little sister was little. She said, I already got a daddy. We was like, okay, little girl.
Oh, but, my goodness.
But Biz Markie, she let him know, like, we got a dad already. But Miss Biz Markie liked my mama. So I actually encountered him as a child a couple times.
Wow.
He was the people would say that he was rude. A lot of people always acted like he was rude, but he wasn't rude. He just had a very brash way, and he'd be like,
That was him.
Like, you know, so he was a different kind of guy, but he was very sweet. He was very nice. And he was a lover in real life.
Clearly.
He was a lover.
Clearly. So on that note, we're actually going to play Biz Markie, just a friend.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name. She said, blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said, I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. That's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend.
So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime, cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named Blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I wasn't for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend.
All right, so that was Mr. Biz Markie. Just a friend. I mean, damn. Sad, right?
Way too sad.
Way too sad.
Gone too soon. I'm sad that before these legends pass away, that no one has dredged them up. Now, you know what? His music is probably going to make lots of money now.
Of course.
Because there's going to be a lot of young artists out there that are now going to discover him and realize mm-hmm. what they could do with this music and how great it was. And his estate will make a lot of money. I just hope that the money is going to his children and to the right people.
Me too.
So I hope that they took care of those things prior to him passing. Rest in peace, King.
All right, folks. Give me 1 second here. Hello? Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing
Ladies
good.
And gentlemen, on the line this morning, we are promoting Camp FET. So we have Jason Forbes on the line with us. How you doing? How you doing? Thanks for joining the Empower Hour. I appreciate what? You.
What's going on? The whole CKUT family, but it's not me. You guys good?
Yeah, we are very, very good. So talk to us a little bit about Camp FET that's happening. What's going on? How is it going to be different this year?
Well, honestly, people, to be honest with you, Camp FET is an experience that we're trying to bring to people to kind of get away from the reality for a little bit. Okay. We started this last year, last September during COVID. Mm-hmm. Was a huge success. And basically what it is that we have a camping event where we all go out camping out in Rawdon.